Queensland's Premier Anna Bligh is hoping that the residents of flood-devastated Grantham in the Lockyer Valley will soon be able to return home, or to where their homes were. She also says there'll be a review of how much water was released from the Wivenhoe Dam before the big flood event. Premier, good morning. Regional Minister Simon Crean would like your government to examine whether flood levees should be built along the Brisbane River. Are flood levees feasible?
These are all the sorts of issues that we will now confront as we not only go about the business of recovery and rebuilding. At the end of this, we want to be more resilient and better protected from these sorts of events in the future. I think that there are certainly evidence of levees protecting some of the smaller towns in Queensland during this event, and we will need to consider all of these sorts of issues in the future.
Is it something that you might consider or talk about with Cabinet today, Premier?
I have a special meeting of the Cabinet this morning to look again at our recovery arrangements. The event that hit the southeast, both in the Toowoomba Lockyer Valley and then into Ipswich in Brisbane last week, has exponentially increased our task. The current estimates are that as a result of that event, the number of homes that were inundated in Queensland have doubled. The number of properties affected in some way has trebled. We now have some 2.1 million people who have living in one of the local government areas that have been affected by this flood. So it is now a task considerably bigger. And we, as I said, are not only committed to rebuilding, but to making us a more resilient and better protected community. So there are some very big issues for us to tackle now.
With that in mind, if I can take you back to what the Regional Minister Simon Crean is reported to have said. He said questions needed to be asked about whether some houses or apartment blocks should be rebuilt along Brisbane River. Is that something that will be considered?
Clearly, we have some very old homes that are in places that are clearly flood-prone, and we're going to have to give some consideration in the rebuilding task to where they should be located. Equally, there are some places that have been approved by various authorities 30 and 40 years ago that are not so old, and they're going to have big questions as well. This is an event that has been extraordinary. We are still in the clean-up and recovery phase, but as we move out of that phase, we have to ask ourselves those hard questions about how to become a more resilient community in the face of these big natural disasters, because we know in a tropical state we will see them again.
Premier, some insurance companies are saying people should not clean up their houses until they're assessed for flood damage. Is that a reasonable request, do you think?
The advice that I have from the Insurance Council of Australia is that people should clean up their homes, but they should take the precaution of photographing, for example. When they pull all the carpets out and put them all out on the front yard, all they need to do is photograph that and keep it so that the assessor can see it. It's a public health hazard not to clean up your home, and it's very important that people get this material out of their houses. It's full of contaminated water, and we want to get it to a dump as soon as possible.
Premier, if homes are uninhabitable for months, and I think you're quoted as saying this, where will all these people live?
We now have a massive relocation task. There are many people who will have either an insurance policy that provides for them to find alternative accommodation, or they have the opportunity to stay with relatives, with friends, you know, maybe in a granny flat, or all sorts of arrangements that will be made at a personal level. But there will equally be a very large number of people who may not have any of those options. We are currently looking at how we can provide temporary accommodation. It may be necessary in some places to have, for example, effectively a temporary work camp set up so that we can accommodate people. So we have a large homelessness task in front of us, and we are looking at every single option, including bringing in, as I say, temporary housing.
With that in mind, when will people be able to get back into Grantham, do you think?
Police are hoping that they can get the community of Grantham back into the area that is currently an exclusion zone sometime this week. As you may be aware, they found another body in one of the houses yesterday, so there are still some very grim search and rescue tasks occurring in that part of the town. So, as I say, the police are being absolutely rigorous in their searching because they don't want someone to experience an even more traumatic event when they return to their home, but we do hope it will be sometime this week.
A report in the Australian newspaper says that if water releases from the Wivenhoe Dam had been greater the week before the really heavy rain, then the flooding in Brisbane could have been largely avoided. Are you confident the water releases were handled properly?
Well, I think these are questions that have to be answered by technical experts. I certainly want the people of Brisbane to be confident about the way that their dam is operated. There will be a process by which this can be technically assessed.
So there will be a review, will there?
Oh, absolutely. There always is in these instances, and that'll be a very public and transparent process. But there are always experts that come out of the woodwork after an event like this. What I want is a rigorous, transparent and comprehensive assessment, fully informed by the best expertise from around Australia.
Anna Bligh, thanks again for joining us on AM. The Queensland Premier, Anna Bligh there.